from the Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS, WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us
from PC Media Group Station, home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
What you're hearing is actually an experiment. Scientists placed a Yankee, a Southern boy, and a Miami girl in the same room to observe how they interact with each other. For reasons unexplained, they created the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. If they see other humans, they tend to make immature jokes, so we place them on the radio for your safety.
Once I get lubed up, I'm ready to go. I'll talk to anybody.
Okay, that experiment failed.
Kiss 95.1, home of Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Loren.
Matt, there's more messed ups where that came from.
Yes. Every time we turn our microphones off, there's like an 83% chance I'm going to mess up.
Yeah. Mm. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Loren overslept a little bit, you
yep,
say?
I did. I pulled the infamous, I thought I snoozed my phone, and I shut it off.
Mm.
But I made it.
Yeah, and meanwhile, I woke up 5 minutes before my alarm, and that makes me so mad. So angry, because it's like it's not enough to go back to sleep.
Yeah, I had a hard sleep, so I wake up to music. You know, I have an old school numbers radio alarm, and I wake up to music, and Amanda, like, hit me. She's like, your radio's going off.
Oh.
Yeah, I wasn't that hard of a sleep. Wow. It's funny how all of us slept differently last night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yet we all worked together. Hmm.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Dianetics.
Okay.
By L. Ron Hubbard. Couple things we need to address right off the bat, you guys. If you tweet to @TheMRLShow, we will respond to you through Twitter or even right here on the radio. And I think as we get closer to Kissmas Concert 2018, and we do have another pair of meet and greet passes today that we're giving away to go see Why Don't We, Sabrina Carpenter and Bryce Vine. Plus, you get to hang out with them backstage Thursday night right here, Rooftop 210, all ages event.
Yeah.
We have tickets at 7:45 this morning. We're going to play underwater karaoke.
Yeah. I love it.
That's ridiculous. I love it, too. Yeah,
somewhere. Who's going to do it?
I guess I will.
Okay, so you're...
I have the best voice.
Yes. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, you're going to dunk your...
You have the voice of an angel.
I just look over to you cracking up. It just made me laugh. You're going to dunk your head in a bowl of water and try to sing a song and we can...
Then you'll have to guess. The person will have to guess.
Yeah.
What song it is.
I assume this is going to be messy.
We have a lifeguard on duty because I don't want to drown.
Oh, yeah. You got to take deep breaths.
All right. Yeah. We're going to try it. It'll probably be a disaster, I'm sure. Everything I do is a disaster. Anyway, 7:45 is your meet and greet passes. Now, more people are freaking out about these meet and greet passes than I remember in recent history. For instance, someone says, how old do you need to be on Twitter to enter for the meet and greets? You can win them, but you have to be 18 or older to pick up your prizes. So that means that, like, producer Nicole, when you call in, like yesterday, we had a mom call in on behalf of her kids.
Right.
Daughters. That's what you need to do. So there needs to be an adult present and an adult. I don't know what AJ's rules are, but that's our rules.
Right.
Okay. Then someone says, okay, wait. You can't win the meet and greet passes if you listen online. Not all people can listen to the radio 24/7. Is there any other way to let people win meet and greet passes for Kissmas?
No, it's just on. It's just with us.
And the thing is, you don't have to listen 24/7. I'm pretty sure yesterday after we gave away the tickets, we told you the exact time to listen today.
Yeah. You know, I have reason to believe that the people that are saying that are people from out of state, and they're trying to take the meet and greet passes from people here in our own town.
It's possible.
That is true.
That's what I see. They're listening online.
And there's a delay.
Yeah, Kentucky going, I'll drive to go meet, why don't we? You know. That's what I believe. And you know, I guess we're on, or at least my personal account is on some list for Why Don't We fans, because every day I get like 50 tweets, can you please play their song? And I'm like, hey, I'll do one better. Give away meet and greet passes to meet them.
Oh, look at you.
But nobody ever responds to that.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, this person who tweeted us is a huge Why Don't We fan, and I can't vibe where she's from. But she also said, I'm so mad at Kiss. I just kicked the wall and broke my toe.
Really?
Yeah. Thanks, guys. She said that 12 hours ago. That's AJ. Ticks at 6.
It was Cameron yesterday.
Oh, Cameron ticks at 6. Yeah.
Then I wonder if she's going to kick the wall today.
I mean, everybody's like, I don't know when to listen. You do. We tell you the exact times to be listening. It's
What's
not
the
like
time?
Today, 7:45.
7:45.
And then the ticks at 6.
And the hot 7 at 7.
I don't know if they're there.
I don't think they are anymore.
Okay. But
they were yesterday.
Yes. Ticks at 6. Boy, I'm really close to saying a bad word when I say that. I really am.
Yeah.
And that never ends. All right. So just to clarify, 7:45, like Roy just yelled out.
Yep.
Your chance to hang out, meet the artists backstage Thursday night. Weather looks great, so we're excited about that. Rooftop 210's a covered venue anyway. And it's all ages. And get your tickets now at kiss951.com. I think there's barely much room left up there.
Yeah.
Thanks to Pfeiffer University and Plato's Closet for putting that together. We got a ton of other things to do today. We've got the 12 Balloons of Christmas move on with the MRL show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yesterday we gave away Hornets t-shirt. It's a bunch of junk that we have in our office that we're going to cleaning out for the new year. And we're going to pop a balloon. Whatever it was inside the balloon, you win. So
I don't know if I'd call it junk. I mean, Hornets throwback t-shirt's not junk.
No, there's some good stuff in there, too. But it is, I mean, there are stuff like...
Let me rephrase. I think today is junk.
Well, it's been picked through. The items that have been picked through.
Yes.
Yes. Today's item is one of those random items that we had sitting in our office for quite some time.
Yeah.
But it's got a little bit of history to it, and we'll explain that later on the show.
Okay.
Right?
It does.
Yeah.
Technically.
It does.
Yeah. CMS has closed certain schools for the...
Oh, it's not countywide?
They closed like 20 of them, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah, I guess they couldn't get power back on a couple of the schools, too, I read. So Union County's on a two-hour delay today, too.
Our office is on a two-hour delay.
Why is it we have no problem getting in at 4 a.m.?
Well, because you and I are south, and there's nothing south of us. But for people that are coming to the office that are north...
That they have the issues of getting in.
Okay. All right. Hey, we got a lot to do today. So the 12 Balloons of Christmas is coming your way around 6:40 this morning. Somebody will win an awesome prize. Right, Roy?
It's junk.
Up next, though, relationships don't work if your salaries aren't set this certain way.
Hmm.
We'll tell you about that coming up.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So according to a new study, and I found this article in the New York Post, you guys, according to a new study, if you're not within $36,000 of each other in salary, there is a major issue in your relationship.
Hmm.
In fact, the study went on to say a near $40,000 difference led to more breakups and divorces.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Half of the Americans studied feel it's important to be on the same level financially as the romantic partner. I don't feel that way. I'm okay with what I make, and I'm happy for Amanda and what she makes.
Yeah.
In fact, on Saturday night, we had a little get-together at my brother's house, and Amanda left early to go get a massage. My dad goes, a massage? Jen, talking to my wife, did I ever pay for you to get a massage? And Amanda's like, I make my own salary, thank you very much.
I can afford my own massage.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've told Sterling many times I'm okay with him making a lot more money and me quitting.
Well, we're not okay with that. We don't want to lose our Roy.
Well, you know, if I just need to be a stay-at-home boyfriend... We'll put a line in at the house.
Okay.
We're always like signing up to be a trophy husband.
Yeah.
Why do you have to quit?
I don't know.
The new survey also conducted by the online dating service Millionaire Match.
Millionaire Match.
Yeah.
There it is.
They uncovered that 38% of Americans have actually had a relationship end because they weren't on the same page financially. Cheating was the second biggest reason with 41% of Americans having a relationship end because someone was unfaithful. But the number one reason, according to this survey, was the difference in salaries.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm okay with that, too. I think I would... let me give you a little insight to what's going on financially in my world right now. I'm like 10 grand in debt right now. Like, it's a lot of money. Yeah. So I'm trying to aggressively tackle that.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's wonderful because Sterling makes... I think he makes more money than me. I don't know. But I'm like, hey, listen... you're paying for everything. Just let you know, every dinner, every outing, that's on you. I'm paying off debt.
Does he not have the debt you have?
No, guy paid off his student loan. He paid off his school and everything.
That's awesome.
Good for
yeah.
him.
Yeah.
He has zero debt.
Yeah.
And here I am swimming in it, you know.
Most Americans are, man. We were just reading a study about that the other day.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I don't care. All right. I still got a TV that works.
Yeah.
But I guess on some aspects of it, I can see, you know, like maybe in New York City, this did come from the New York Post. You have a wealthy Wall Street man who is, you know, 40 plus, Loren, white hair, little gray scruff beard,
mm-hmm.
and he's making, you know, $1.5 million, and she's not.
Yeah.
And then he's like, here's what I want you to do today. And she goes, what? He's like, well, I'm giving you money to go do this, 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 and this today. And she's like, I don't want to do that. And that's where it could kind of start, you know?
Yeah.
So, all right, there you have it. Make sure you're within 36,000 of each other to be in a healthy relationship.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So we could have new music from Katy Perry, but you might have to be a gamer to hear it. Katy Perry is going to release a new song tomorrow, but you're going to have to be playing Final Fantasy.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's where she's debuting the new tune, Immortal Flame.
Hey, man. Gamers are big audience.
I know. I mean, I've never heard of that before.
Me neither.
It's really cool, but
it shows you how times are different.
Yeah.
Ugh. That's what I'm not doing.
You gotta hop on board, Loren. If the stat says that we need to take this radio show to a gaming console, we will do it.
Yes. Welcome to the MRL show on Xbox.
Yes, you can only hear us on Red Dead Redemption 2.
Could you imagine?
And Roblox.
Or on like Grand Theft Auto if you turn the radio on to 95.1.
Oh my God. If we go to Grand Theft Auto, I retire. That's it, I'm over. Okay.
We have a clip of it, though.
What?
Of the song.
But yeah, let's hear it.
All right. So this is breaking, we're breaking the rules
here?
Go
ahead. This is a teaser.
John715, why are you not shooting back?
Oh, I just got sniped.
Hold on a second, you guys. My mom just came in the room. That's our gaming voices.
So One Direction, they aren't ending their hiatus anytime soon. But the band could be reuniting over the holidays, according to Liam. Now, during a recent interview, he made it sound like his former bandmates were all going to try to get together in London. And he added that he spoke with Niall and they were both super jet lagged and ended up FaceTiming for 4 hours at like 2 a.m.
You know what? As a One Directioner, I'm over that. Stop it. Stop it. All they do is they sit there and they're like, well, I talked to this person. And they make people think they're going to get back together. Something special is going to happen, but they never do.
They talk to each other. Don't tell Roy. That's right. All we're saying.
I was going to say,
it's an emotional
really
roller coaster. It's either get back together and do a record or go your separate way.
And don't talk to each other.
I don't think that the bandmates are bringing it up. I think when they sit down for interviews, people want to know, like, hey, have you talked to the other guys? Don't and they're ask. Trying to pull something.
You know, it was the darndest thing. Harry caught me the other day. And he was out in front of my house. I need to take a whiz. And I let him in.
So does that mean you're doing a new album?
Oh, God, no, no.
All right.
Can't stand that boy, quite honest with you.
Hozier is going on a North American spring tour and is coming through Charlotte at Ovens Auditorium March 17th.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cool. I remember when they came through last time.
Yeah. It's supposed to coincide with his sophomore album. So,
okay.
Yeah. That's your dirty.
When are Hozier and Halsey going on tour together?
I don't know, but that's fun to say.
Yeah.
The Halsey Hozier Show.
It's like a tongue twister.
Hey, we need someone to play the 12 Balloons of Christmas. We'll tell you when to call coming up to win a nice little something from our office. Today's prize is a doozy.
Yeah.
We've got 12 balloons, and we've got 2 weeks to give away prizes that are inside the balloon. Royal pop it. We'll find out what's in it. Your chance to play coming up here in just about 8 minutes.
On the 12 balloons of Christmas, MRL gave to me random items from their office, but who cares because it's free.
That is.
Oh, this is fun.
Yes.
I'm so happy with this time of year.
We have a red MRL balloon. Inside is a little note Mm-hmm. Which will tell you what you win in our 12 Days of Christmas. Ellen does big things. Oprah used to give away trips to Australia. Yesterday, we gave away a Hornets t-shirt.
Say hi to Valerie in Charlotte. She's caller number 9.
Hey.
Hey, Valerie. Are you ready to play 12 Days of Christmas?
No, 12 Balloons.
Sure. 12 Balloons of Christmas. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
What are you hoping for, Valerie? Like, if you had a hope for anything out of her office, what would you hope for?
$1 million.
Ooh.
Oh. I got bad news. I don't know if there's $1 million in any of these balloons.
We did have fake money for a video shoot once, though. All right, Valerie, count Roy in. Say 1, 2, 3. Pop that balloon, and he'll pop it, and we'll tell you what's inside, okay?
1, 2, 3. Pop that balloon.
Oh, gosh.
Where'd the note go?
It flew over here. Hang on.
The note always flies out.
It's, I know.
There's a lot of pressure. All right, you win.
She win.
Again, it's damp. I hate the fact that the note is damp. Once they blow it up, though, the liquid. You win a kazoo! Hey!
Awesome.
Now, this is not just any kazoo.
No.
This is a special kazoo that Alessia Caro played once for us when she was up here. So,
nice.
Technically, it's got her DNA on it.
If it matters.
Do you want it, or would you like us just to hold on to it and... And it's a good conversation piece.
Yeah, maybe my 3-year-old daughter will love it.
There you go.
You can frame it?
Sure.
Do anything but play it.
Yeah. Maybe sanitize it.
It's got Alessia Caro.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, Valerie, congratulations. Thanks for playing the 12 Balloons of Christmas.
No problem. Thank you.
Happy holidays.
I told you it was junk this morning.
But not everything in the 12 days... are junk.
No, we have some cool stuff.
Yeah,
in that is true.
We've got a Cam Newton autograph in there. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
We've got some Kissmas artist autographs in there.
Yeah.
There's some fun things.
And sometimes it's a dud.
I mean, again, I think it's kind of cool that you have something that an artist played.
Yeah.
You know?
You know, that's a good way to word it. We're giving you a musical instrument from a top performing artist.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll bring you some luck.
You literally can't buy that. You can't go to Target and buy that.
No.
You can only win it here. And we'll do it again. By the way, technically we have 10 days left before we're on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have to do 2 balloons a couple days next week.
Okay.
All right.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
So I got some beef with Manny and Loren, and it all stems from their holiday card.
I can't wait to hear that.
Okay.
I mean, it was beautiful, but that's just, there's something about it. We'll dive into my, why I don't know what to do with their 2 holiday cards.
Okay, Grinch, I can't wait to hear.
Yes. This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
So, I've noticed something with only your 2, Manny and Loren's holiday cards that you guys sent to me.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Which, by the way, yes, I do appreciate you guys sending me a holiday card. And it both came in at the same time. So, I don't know if you guys had some weird...
You know what's funny, though?
...deadline. What?
I haven't gotten a Christmas card from Manny.
Oh!
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Ha.
I just realized that. As he said that, I was like, huh.
Huh.
I sent them one.
No, I know. And Amanda said, did you get yours, Nicole? Wait, what?
I got mine.
Yeah.
Last week.
Yours should be coming.
It should be. You should already have it, I guess. Because if I got mine, why wouldn't she have hers?
I don't know, Roy. Why make a big deal about it?
Let me tell you why I'm making a big deal about the holiday cards. Because I get a lot of holiday cards from aunts and uncles and everyone else. And then there's you two. And you guys use this company, I don't know, what was the Shutterfly?
Shutterfly.
Yeah.
Both of you
use... Tiny Prints or whatever. It's like a sister company.
And they're a local company from Fort Mill.
Got you. You both use the same company.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all's cards don't bend. So, like, example, let me pull up this holiday card.
Okay.
Okay. I'm pulling off a holiday card we had in our own studio Christmas tree. Notice that this holiday card folds so I can easily put it on a mantle.
Okay.
Yours doesn't. Every time I try to put it up, it falls.
Typically, holiday cards, see the other holiday card that's on our tree?
Uh-huh.
Typically, holiday cards that are personalized with, like, people's photos on it don't bend.
Yeah, I know, and that's awful. I at least want like a back to bend so I can prop it up on the mantle.
Let me make a note for next year.
Listen,
I'd like you to put ours in a frame.
I'm not gaudying up my fridge with holiday cards. I have like a specific holiday card area.
I have you up, Nicole. You can jump in.
You guys are the only two that I can't put up.
Well, let's ask Nicole. Where'd you put yours?
Well, I put mine on the fridge because that just seems to be the logical thing to do and not make a big deal about something that doesn't need a big deal over.
I need them to change the holiday cards.
Okay.
So that it can fit on my mantle, because every time I put it up, it falls.
This is why we weren't invited to the holiday party.
We complained so much.
It's so funny. And I thought, I really truly thought you were going to complain because, and I haven't seen Manny's yet because I didn't get one, but our Christmas card is double-sided, so there's like four pictures of our family on the front, and then we have Cash's like second-year birthday photo on the back with our whole family.
Yeah,
I thought you were going to complain because you didn't know what side was the front.
No, I love your cards. I love your cards.
That sounds more of a legit...
Right?
Right.
No, I love your holiday cards. I do play the game of who has the better card in my house, which I do love doing that, and there's like a survivor. We vote who has the best holiday card, but I've tried taping your holiday cards. They fall, because I guess you guys decided to use the premium cardstock that decides not to be held up with tape.
I don't know. You know what? We get cards like that are just
straight.
What
do you do with them?
We take like little pins, and then we put them on like a man that's got this string that says fa-la-la-la, and we just put them on there.
Don't have that system.
Sorry, go ahead.
Every other card I have folds, and they just sit up right.
No, I get that. I understand what you're saying, but clearly, like, we didn't invent the one the one card trick,
yes.
The Christmas card. You know what I mean? Like, that was an available option that we chose. So
you said it's a local company?
It's Shutterfly.
Dear Shutterfly, please, for the love of God.
Somebody's working there that's listening to us.
Create a hook, create a tape, create something, because you two are the only cards I don't have displayed.
I think if you put them in your tree, they fit nicely.
And they do.
We tape them. We have, like, one closet door in our house, and we tape all of the Christmas cards that come into that.
Whoa, that's an idea.
Yeah, that's a great idea. The other thing you can do is what Nicole does. Take a magnet and put it on your fridge.
No, I don't like stuff on my fridge either. I feel you, man.
Yeah, I don't want my fridge to be covered.
Okay. All right, so, anybody has any advice for Roy, you can hit him up.
No, I don't have it. I don't need advice.
Kiss Roy Boy
on
socials.
I don't need advice. You two need to pick a better card.
It's us, Manny.
Hey, speaking of advice, we haven't done this in a while. We got someone that sent us a direct message, and it's kind of got a serious tone to it.
Oh.
We need unqualified advice from Roy, and it's about an employee and her boss.
Mm.
And we'll get into that coming up just after 7. You got to hear it. Don't go anywhere.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
He's got no credentials. He's not a doctor, but he does go to the doctor a lot. He's not qualified in any way to give you any advice, but if you want it, you can have it. Here's unqualified advice from Roy.
Hey, how can I help?
All right, Roy, we got a message, and it's a little on the serious side. So,
No, I'm not good at anything serious.
No, I don't know. I think you'll know what to do with this one.
Okay.
The note says, guys, I need your advice. I work at a small business with about 10 employees. I love my job. My coworkers are great. But it's my boss's comments that I don't know how to handle.
Oh, boy.
He's a nice guy and jokes around, but he also has something to say about my outfits and shoes almost every day. He'll say things like, oh, you're wearing your really tall boots today, or those heels are great. He also tells me that he likes the kind of dress or skirt I'm wearing. I think he's trying to be nice, but I'm not sure. What do I do?
Yeah, commenting on a skirt sounds creepy. I don't know. Is that offensive for someone to compliment your individual clothing items? I don't know.
I think
I generally don't, because I don't know fashion.
Yeah. I don't know where it's coming from, because, like, our boss, Quagmire, will come in here and ask me how I like his outfit, but that's because I have a fashion blog.
Right.
You know?
I will say also, because I had back and forth with this person, I don't want to give away too much because I don't want to give her identity away, mm-hmm. but let's just say she's not familiar with the American culture so well.
Oh.
You know okay. what I mean? Like, she's okay. moved here from another country.
Okay.
So
okay.
she's like, is this how it is?
No, it shouldn't be how it is. No.
That's kind of what I said, yes. but yet I still wanted to address it with unqualified advice.
Sure.
Yeah, no, your boss shouldn't be constantly complimenting the way your appearance. Your appearance doesn't matter. He should be complimenting your work ethic.
Manny, in your back and forth, did she mention that he does this with everyone or specifically with just her?
Specifically her.
Oh, that's even creepier.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Go talk to someone.
But who? Because that's the other thing. She doesn't have, like, an HR. It's a small business.
Oh, I thought every business is required to have an HR.
I don't know.
It's probably the boss.
Yeah.
Hey, HR director / office manager.
I like to report my... He's like, hey, that's me.
Tie a note to a brick and throw it through his window.
Yeah.
No, I mean, but in all honesty, what does someone like that do? I mean, maybe you guys can help us at 704-570-9595. It's a small business. Boss makes some comments.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, does he like me?
It's so weird.
I guess, so I have two questions. Does she like him? You know what I mean? So you're saying no.
She's married.
Back and forth. Okay, so she's married. So great.
So she's uncomfortable with his comments, and that's all that matters. If you're uncomfortable with it, something's got to change.
So can I be honest with you? What I think she should do is I think she should write him an email and say, hey, I appreciate the fact that you notice me. However, your comments make me a little uneasy about my clothing and shoes every day. Would you mind just maybe not doing that? And then A, you have that on record now because it's in an email. And if it continues and you get let go for some reason, now you can take that to a lawyer.
Ooh,
and
yeah.
two,
build a case.
Yeah, you've put your foot down and you've given him an opportunity to stop because he might not think he's doing anything wrong, which doesn't make it right. But if you bring it to his attention.
That's probably good advice. It's going to be awkward either way.
I like that we went from unqualified advice with Roy to qualified advice from Loren. No, that's good.
Well, because for once, my unqualifiedness really was unqualified. I was like, I don't even know how to begin to tackle that. But Loren, that's a good point. You just put it down in email, put it in writing. You know, I was involved in an HR thing back in my last radio station. And let me tell you, after the things, it was some like tough things that were said with HR because somebody was doing something really inappropriate. He was like sexually harassing people. Mm-hmm. And I'll never forget my GM came into the room and he's like, this is going to sound bizarre. He's like, but did this person ever say, and he read out a line that big, and it was really bad line. And he was expecting me, you know, he was expecting me to be like, no, never. I was like, well, he actually added a bit more to that.
Oh my gosh.
And it was so uncomfortable. And the climate after that was so icy.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's what you have to do to change the work environment.
Yeah.
In that situation, at the last radio station, that was needed because that person clearly was.
Did that person get let go?
No.
I got a raise.
Kind of. Kind of. He ended up getting another show.
Now, can I just take the other side of it? Like, I like doing sometimes because I like to look at everything from all angles.
Sure.
You know, the guy, although he's complimenting shoes and dresses and stuff, we've talked about this before. Remember, we had the conversation about whether or not it's creepy to compliment a woman's heels.
Mm-hmm.
Someone we know who works on the show and who writes stuff for us in the middle of the night when we're sleeping said that, like, he complimented some woman's red heels and then thought after he said it, geez, that was creepy, but I really genuinely thought the heels rocked.
Uh-huh.
It's no different than a cool pair of Yeezys or Jordans that somebody's wearing when you compliment it. And maybe this guy is kind of on that same plane where he's like, I want her to know that the money she's spending isn't, or she's going the right way with her style or her fashion.
Well,
is there something to be said for that?
If that is the case, that email would only then make that boss go, okay, so that's uncomfortable. I need to pull back. Even though I wasn't meaning anything bad.
Right. I apologize.
I apologize. Or that's a sign of saying, hey, no, you are being creepy, and that's just getting everything out in the open.
You're right. Either way, it's making her feel uncomfortable enough to reach out to us to say, what should I do? Right. No, you're right.
So if that is the case. I sometimes compliment Loren and her clothes, but I don't think it's ever creepy. I don't think I'm gay. I have to have zero. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. Yeah.
Shocked a lot of people.
But if she came in and was like, hey, you know, don't talk about my clothes, I'd be like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm a little creepier than I thought.
Maybe someone's been in this spot before and you can give this person a little personal advice if you were in a position where maybe you had to tell your boss or someone you work with, hey, just kind of slide back on the comments a little bit. I know it's not an easy conversation, but maybe just one person can help us because you've actually been in that spot. 704-570-9595. We'll take your calls. Good job, you guys. You guys worked well together on that.
Right.
Yeah.
I like it. Good job, Lorraine.
High five, Roy.
Yeah.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
I'm on Facebook Live on the Kiss 95.1 Facebook page. Thanks to Uptown Cheapskate with everyone. And you can watch the MRL TV show there. And I'd mentioned that, like, I'm going to the Hornets game tomorrow night. And it's all because Amanda's out of town and I have somebody to watch the kids. Everybody's giving me parental advice now.
Like that you shouldn't go or that you should go?
No, like now I should take Dean with me. And, oh, Ray, you know, you have two kids, Manny. I have seven. That's nothing.
Yeah.
there's some audio.
All right,
FYI.
We're ready for you, Lorraine.
All right, so before we get to that audio, Rihanna might be my new favorite person. Like, this is cool at its highest. So when Rihanna changes her eyebrows, she doesn't let her eyebrow artist do it on her first. She hires models to go in and get the eyebrow shape. So someone else has to test out her eyebrow shape. Yes.
Whoa. What's that smell in here?
Kale chips.
Oh, can you cover it?
Why?
Actually, though, they smell good.
Really?
Here,
it's
do
so
you want to try
strong.
One?
No, I don't
just
want to.
Just try one.
No, that looks like garbage. I don't want that. They looked awful.
Thanks, buddy. Made those last night. Me and myself.
I'm sorry. It's this weird brown green color. I don't know.
Yeah, and it's cover your nose smelly.
It's so dramatic.
I didn't hear that story at all because I was trying to find the source of the smell.
Your food assaults our nostrils.
Okay. Ellen Pompeo, she hasn't spoken to Patrick Dempsey in quite some time.
There's
she
Lorraine's was on, food.
Just hitting our nose.
She was on Red Table Talk and said this.
Oh, geez. Here we go.
We haven't spoken since he's left the show.
Okay.
I have no hard feelings toward him. He's a wonderful actor, and we made, you know, the best TV you can make together.
Yeah.
That's a talented man right there. And he did 11 amazing years.
Yeah. She has hard feelings, or else you wouldn't mention that there was no hard feelings.
Yeah.
Well, but a lot of actors, once they finish a show, they don't really keep in touch. It's a gig. It's a job.
Yeah, but don't you think she would have said, like, well, when we see each other on carpets, like red carpets and stuff, we always say hello, but our schedules are so busy, we don't keep up with each other.
I don't know.
And it's the fact that she said, I have no hard feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I think he has hard feelings.
Mm. Yeah.
I think he's upset that he got killed off.
And the show's still going on. Like, he probably thought that when he was leaving, it would end.
Yeah.
Probably.
That's what happens when you're an ego diva.
So Cardi B says that she's not ruling out reconciliation with Offset just yet. You know, we've been talking about this for a few days now. She was done with the relationship. Offset said he was not, that he was trying to win her back. So we'll have to see where this goes. But Cardi did say that if Offset really did cheat on me, then things are 100% done.
We'll know things are serious with Cardi B and Offset if she makes him some sort of a dish that Lorraine brought in today and gives it to him. That's serious. That's serious breakup material.
Breakup material.
He won't be able to get through that stench.
That's so mean. I made them last night. They're really good. Dallas even ate them last night.
I do think they smell fine, Lorraine.
Thank you.
They just look awful.
Pentatonix and Backstreet Boys, they sang Walking in a Winter Wonderland together last night on NBC. Here's a little bit.
They had a whole special last night.
Gone away is a bluebird. Here to stay is the new bird. It sings a love song as we go along. Walking in a winter wonderland.
Tremendous.
Yeah. Wow. Miley Cyrus says that she is back with God's Green Earth. She said she had given it up for quite some time, and no, that's not what's in this. my Tupperware. She says that her mom is the one who got her back on it. She says when she's just working, she feels like she's functioning at her highest and most intelligently, and she doesn't need God's Green Earth then. But that is her dirty for now. That's your dirty.
All right, let's play Can't Beat Lorraine. 704-570-9595. Call now. Take her down.
Now it's time for Can't Beat Lorraine on Kiss 95.1.
Naomi, welcome to the Meanie, Rory, and Loren Morning Show.
Hi.
Hey. You're playing Can't Beat Loren today.
Okay.
All right, Naomi and Gastonia, throw her out so we can play.
Get out of the studio, Loren.
I'm going.
She is leaving the studio on MRL TV. You can watch her. It's on the Kiss 95.1 Facebook page. And she is gone.
Throwing the deuces, slamming the door.
Yeah, she cannot hear these questions.
All right, Ellen Pompeo revealed that she and Patrick Dempsey have not spoken since he departed the show that they starred in for 11 seasons together. What show was that?
Grey's Anatomy.
Question two, Katy Perry is releasing a new song tomorrow, but you may have to be a gamer to hear it. It's coming.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Hang out on a gaming system. What singing competition show is Katie a judge for?
American Idol.
Offset has been making public pleas on social media saying how much he misses his wife and the mother of his kid. What popular female rapper is he trying to win back?
Cardi B.
Jen Aniston said that her marriage to Justin Theroux and this actor were both successful even though they ended up in divorce.
Ben Affleck?
Okay, question number five. Nikki Bella revealed that despite her split from John Cena, she's enjoying being single, but hasn't lived up to all the perks of single life yet. What sport are Nikki and her ex-fiance John Cena known for?
WWE.
All right, come on in, Loren. That's how you do it. We knocked him out of the park, and a lot of times it's just the way I read the questions that speeds up the game.
It's true.
I don't stumble.
How'd Naomi do?
Naomi got four correct.
Okay.
All right, four's not bad, Naomi. Let's see how Loren does. Ellen Pompeo revealed that she and Patrick Dempsey haven't spoken since he departed the show that they started in for 11 seasons together. What hit drama show is that?
Grey's Anatomy.
One to one.
Roy's favorite show.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Katy Perry is releasing a new song tomorrow, but she might have to be a gamer to hear it. It's being released on a game. What singing competition show is Katy Perry a judge for?
American Idol.
That's correct. 2-2.
Offset has been making public pleas on social media saying how much he misses his wife and the mother of his kid. What popular female rapper is he trying to win back?
Cardi B.
You got it. 3-3.
And Jen Aniston said that her marriage to Justin Theroux and this actor were successful even though they both ended in divorce.
Brad Pitt?
That is correct, unfortunately. And Naomi said Ben Affleck.
Mm.
It is currently 4-3.
Wrong Jen.
Yeah.
All right, Nikki Bella revealed that despite her split from John Cena, she's enjoying being single but hasn't lived up to all the perks of the single life yet. What sport are Nikki and her ex-fiancé John Cena known for?
Wrestling.
That is correct.
She said WWE.
We would have taken that as well.
Oh, okay.
Final score, 5-4. Loren, you win.
Naomi, you know what I want to hear. I'm so sorry.
I'm Naomi from Gastonia, and I can't beat Loren.
Thanks for playing, Naomi.
Thank you.
All right, Naomi. Yeah, getting four right is nothing to sneeze at. There you go. There goes Naomi. She's off. And so are we.
Yeah. So we're going to play a fun game of underwater caroling so you can meet and greet, why don't we, Sabrina Carpenter, Bryce Vine for Christmas Concert 2018.
So here's what we need. We need you right now at 704-570-9595 to call. Be caller 9. And if you guess the song that I'll be caroling underwater in this bowl live in the studio, you'll win the meet and greet passes plus the tickets to the show, which is happening December 13th at Rooftop 210 Uptown, you guys. So call now, 704-570-9595 to hang with Why Don't We, Sabrina Carpenter, Bryce Vine, and special guest Ava Max. Good luck.
Happy holidays. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Maney, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
This actually works out nicely. Normally we do War of the Roses here. And today's War of the Roses, a brand new one featuring Lanny and Rich, is actually a little longer. So everybody will be able to hear it starting at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Then we won't have to break it into two parts. Everybody can hear it all at one.
Perfect.
And it's an amazing War of the Roses that features a lot of different moving parts, including someone claiming that they are owed $5,000.
Wow. Okay.
But first,
So we have a pair of tickets from Meet and Greet passes to Kissmas Concert 2018 this Thursday at Rooftop 210 in Uptown. We have Lisa. Lisa and Sarah, welcome to the Meet and Greet in the Room Morning Show.
Hello.
Hey, guys. So guess what? You're caller number 9. You're going to be going to the show. Do you want to play a fun game with us?
Sure.
Okay. It's called Underwater Christmas Caroling. So what I want you to do is I want you to try to guess the song that Manny is singing to you while he's underwater, okay?
And now we have a bowl in the studio and a ton of water in it. Manny's going to put his face into the bowl and sing the Christmas carol.
Can you hear that okay?
Yep, yeah, we got it.
All right. So I've been practicing this Christmas carol.
Do you even know the words?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who doesn't know the words to Christmas carols?
A lot of people
really? Don't. Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Let's try and win some meet and greet passes for Christmas Thursday night. Here we go. You ready?
Yes.
Yes. What is that? I have no idea. Oh,
I think I know where it is, too.
Don't take
drown.
Take a breath, buddy.
I think I heard you swallow water.
I think out of that entire tune, I got two words, and I think I'm not confident, but I think I know what it was.
Lisa, the mom, Sarah, the daughter, what do you think Manny was singing?
I think it's Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow.
I don't think it is.
I don't think it's that either.
Oh.
I think it's Jingle Bell Rock.
I thought it was Here Comes Santa Claus.
Lisa, do you want to go with Loren's guess?
Sure.
I think that's a smart idea.
That was Here Comes Santa Claus?
I caught two words that were like right, Santa Claus Lane is what I heard.
What?
Yeah. Cody's going to do it again for us so we can hear it now.
All right, you ready?
All right, buddy, we got it. Thank you. I heard water go up your nose.
I was just baptized.
That's the best thing I've heard all day.
He says he feels baptized. That's so stupid.
Lisa and Sarah, you guys have won your tickets. Congratulations. Who is Sarah, your daughter, excited to hang out with at Kissmas Concert 2018? She's going to go backstage. Who's she most excited to see?
All of them.
Yeah.
Why don't we?
Sabrina Carpenter, Bryce Vine just announced Anna Max. Plus, you never know what other surprises are going to be there along the way.
I'm shaking.
Oh, good. Well,
so am I.
That's because you almost drowned, buddy. Well, listen, we are so excited, and we can't wait to see you at Kissmas, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right. Hey, if you're not as lucky as Lisa and Sarah to win your tickets, you, could go buy them, Ticketmaster.com, Kiss95.1.com. There's some seats left, but we've got another set of meet and greets tomorrow morning.
Perfect. Man, I really enjoyed Underwater Christmas Caroling.
I didn't think I would love that much.
I'm excited for you to try it, too.
Okay, I'm definitely going to try it.
The water's still over there, you know.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Lainey, what's going on with Rich?
Rich and I have been dating under 2 years now, and he is a great guy. When we first met, he was an EMT, and I just loved that about him. He's just so kind and really, you know, put others first and had a great job. And we, you know, it was wonderful. About a year in, he got fired.
Mm.
And
from being an EMT?
Yeah.
Like laid off, or how does...
No, it was actually, like, fired. And the reason why was what he told me was it was because he was taking things from the job.
Oh.
So I didn't want to, like, go into it too much. I trusted him with everything that he told me. I didn't think he was lying or anything. So whatever, he got fired from the job. In between, he's been working a bunch of, like, temp jobs here and there. It just, for the last pretty much year, it's been a little rough for him. I mean, I essentially, I've been covering for him. He lives with me. I have been supporting him, you know, with the rent and with food and with, you know. So he ended up recently connecting with someone on LinkedIn for this job that is like a medical sales job in Virginia.
Okay.
And 2 weeks ago, he actually went to Virginia and he was supposed to drive up just for the night and meet this girl there who had, you know, the job. Well, that one night ended up turning into two, which then turned into three.
That's strange.
And I, like, barely heard from him the entire time. And something just doesn't feel right about it. And I have this weird feeling that he hooked up with this girl.
Did he get the job?
That's the thing. He hasn't yet, but they're interested, and he needs to go back this weekend for another interview, he said.
Here's one thing I will say. He was honest about being fired for stealing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, at least he has been somewhat honest.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, I don't know. I just have this gut, you know, this feeling in my gut.
I get it.
And that was a while ago.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't like the fact that he was supposed to be gone for one night and ended up staying for three. It wasn't like weather or anything held him, right?
No. When he was away, it was just like... I got, I think, a text message at like maybe 9 p.m. Like the first night, just saying, hey, staying longer.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was just, that just like never happens. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. It just was weird.
Roy's going to dial Rich up. We'll find out who he sends him to. Don't say anything till we get as much information out of him as we can, okay?
All right.
And then if he doesn't send him to you, you can have Adam.
Okay.
All right.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Rich, please.
Yeah, this is him.
Hi, Rich. My name is Katrina. I'm calling from Flowers for You. And the reason for my phone call today is I have your name and number here as the winner of our Instagram tag contest. We're doing some social media raffles where we're giving away $100 in beautiful free red roses. And one of your friends tagged you in our post, and we randomly selected you to get those roses.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Do you have someone in mind that you would like to send romantic roses to?
Well, let me ask you, do you guys send them, like, anywhere? Like, could I send it out of state?
Yeah, absolutely. Anywhere in the U.S., anyway.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I think I know someone I want to send them to.
Okay. And who would you like to send them to?
Can you make it out to Melanie?
Okay. Melanie, and I have a card to go with these roses as well. What can I print on the card for you?
Just put, hey, you're an amazing person, and I cannot wait to move closer.
Okay. Are you f***ing kidding me, Rich? You can't wait to move? Like,
Lainey?
Who the hell is Melanie?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's me.
Rich, that is Lainey.
I don't even have words for you right now.
Yeah, so this is the Mania Morning, the Rim Morning Show, War of the Roses. I mean, Rich, your notes spelled it out clearly here, if you ask me.
Jeez, you gotta be kidding me.
No, we're not. You are cheating with someone that's out of state.
I don't even know what to say. Lainey, I'm sorry. I didn't plan on...
You're sorry? Are you kidding me right now? After everything I've done for you? Everything. I've given you everything. I've taken care of you. You've been sleeping with me in my house, in my condo. Like, I've been paying for everything for you for the last year. Like, forget about actual emotional love and support that I've given you. Let's talk about financial. I mean, how about we add it up, Rich? How about we add up the $800 or so that I pay for you for splitting our rent, all the money that I pay for you for your food every single month? How about we add that up? You probably owe me about $5,000. And at this point, I want my money. and I don't want to see you again. If you want to go move with this girl, whatever, but you owe me $5,000 at the very least.
Rich. I mean, all right, Lainey, come on, let's not get crazy here. I mean, you were in a relationship.
Let's not get crazy.
It's not like there was a contract.
Rich, you just said you were moving somewhere.
I didn't say that I was definitely moving somewhere.
Your note to Melanie said, because I write the notes down, it said, can't wait to move and be closer to you.
Yeah, but that so now I owe everybody who I'm in, you know, who does.
Oh, no, that's between you and Lainey. I don't know. I mean, Lainey says she wants $5,000.
I can't even like hear your voice anymore. I don't want to talk to you about this anymore. But I'll give you 2 months. But in 2 months, I better have $5,000, and I don't want to have anything else to do with you. And enjoy the rest of your life. Wow. And thanks for ruining the last 2 years of mine.
Wow.
I mean, what, Lainey? How do you expect me to really even come up with that money? This is crazy.
You know what, big boy? That's for you to figure out, isn't it?
Maybe you can ask.
How about you? How about you're going to get this new job in Virginia, huh? So get that. Then you can pay me.
After you move in with Melanie, you can ask her for $5,000.
Yeah, because that's what you do. Mooch off the people you date.
Right, yeah. Well, apparently it was all about money with her anyway. Cause, I mean, that's why she's been so resentful towards me anyways. You know, always counting money.
I'm not having this conversation anymore. I'm done. You're disgusting. That's it. I'm not even giving you any more time to speak because you don't deserve it. So goodbye. I want $5,000 in 2 months.
No, I don't think so.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So Meghan Markle, she's been doing a bunch of appearances, even though she's pregnant. And she just showed up, made a surprise appearance at the British Fashion Awards, where she looked beautiful. But she had a black sleeveless long dress on, who was the same designer as the wedding dress designer she used for her and Prince Harry's wedding. And she had her nails painted black. I guess breaking a couple rules there with the shoulders exposed and the dark nails when she should have clear or neutral nails, as they say in royal rules.
Queen, what did you think of Meghan Markle's outfit?
Oh, I loved it.
Really?
Screw that is my new saying around here.
Screw bring customs.
On, screw our customs, that's right.
Yep.
And bring on the black nail polish for me. And get me something in the way of a leather mini, would you?
Wonderful. Queen, would you also like to comment on the fact that the press has been pointing out that Meghan has been going through quite a few assistants on her staff lately?
Did you say the press, as in the president of the United States?
No, the princess. Oh,
princess.
Yes.
The princess, yes. I have two of them, you know.
I know.
Rather, they don't really get along very well, if you understand.
Oh, confirming that. Well,
confirming it right here.
Is the problem Meghan Markle?
What's she doing, firing everyone?
She's got a big turnover rate on her staff. People are saying she might be difficult to work with.
Well, all I'll say is a woman who doesn't talk to her father may have more issues than that of the women who do.
But I thought you're the reason why she doesn't talk to her father.
Enough out of you! Silence him! Silence him and bring me some sexy heels. We're getting, as the kids say, turnt.
Okay.
And bring me an Xbox console so I can hear the new Katy Perry song.
Oh, we're going to get there in a second. We'll get there in a second, Queen Mummy. But first, Will Ferrell and Molly Shannon will host the Rose Parade this year.
Oh, okay.
I heard there's an opening for the Oscars as well. I'm rather funny, you know.
Oh, Queen Mummy, I think you would be a fabulous host of the Oscars.
Be. Yes.
I believe that.
Or perhaps Ricky Gervais dressed as me.
Ooh, yes, Queen Elizabeth.
I'm just an idea, girl.
The second. Uh-huh. Okay, Queen Mummy, Katy Perry, you just mentioned she has a new song coming out, and you might have to be a gamer to hear the entire song.
Well, you know, I am on Red Dead Redemption 2 quite often.
Really?
Yes. Are you as well?
Huh. Are you royal in the game, or are you a cowboy? What are you?
I'm a bad cowboy.
You're a bad cowboy.
Look me up. It is Mummy in My Tummy is my name that I use.
Wow.
Here's Katy Perry's new song, Loren. I'm kind of loving it.
Okay.
Put your head into my limousine so you can hear it. Put your head in low, forward, closer.
Betty, it won't be a
Another one of you Americans trying to be British. All right, what's next?
Got what Lauren likes for you, Queen Mummy.
Oh, these are always doozies.
By the way, that song will be released in the Final Fantasy game.
You got to live in the Biltmore to afford anything she's selling.
Oh, okay. Well, what's did you say you have to live at the Biltmore?
Rather expensive than what Lauren likes to know, Roy.
All right, so what is Lauren like? What's the expensive item today?
I mean, it's a splurge, but it's not that bad.
Start with the price, then tell me what it is.
Let's start there and we'll work backwards.
Yeah. Really?
Yes.
Okay, it's $60.
My royal diaper is just soiled.
It's $59.95. So, we know that our iPhones are dirtier than a toilet seat sometimes, but I found a sanitizer for your phone, and it kind of looks like the old school scanners. You just put your phone in there, close it, and in no time, magically, in about 10 minutes, your phone will be completely sanitized.
I can't get over the fact that the queen soiled herself.
Right, since I soiled my diaper, I'd rather not talk about it too much.
You just earned $60 and boom.
Your diaper, huh?
$60. I believe there's an article I would like you to read aloud, Roy.
Uh-huh. Actually, bye, Queen Mummy. Thank you. You're talking about your iPhone, Lauren. This is serious business.
Yeah.
Wait to hear. This was an article, and we'll reveal what's going on here.
By the way, welcome back, Manny. You missed the queen.
Yeah. I heard she's a hoot.
It's crazy. The two of you are never in the same room together.
She talk about a royal diaper?
Yeah, she did.
Sometimes we're in the same room together. Hi, queen.
Hello.
See?
Yes, I soiled myself. What's this article?
Your iPhone is actually 7 times dirtier than this object in your home.
See?
7 times dirtier.
All the more reason you need what Lauren likes.
We'll tell you what that object is coming up in 8 minutes.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lauren on KISS 95.1.
Now, Lauren was talking about this iPhone cleaner.
Yeah.
A cell phone cleaner.
A sanitizer. Our phones are dirty.
Yeah, they are dirty. You know, they did a new study that toilet seats are actually cleaner than the average mobile phone.
Are cleaner?
Cleaner.
Cleaner?
Yes.
How is that possible?
Well, I don't know. You put your booty on a commode.
I don't know. Hey, you use your phone a lot more than you use a toilet on a day-to-day. You take your phone into different environments, including the bathroom. They swab toilets, and they showed bacteria on around 220 areas around the seat. The average mobile phone, can you guess how many disgusting spots were on that?
How many were on the toilet seat?
220.
You said 7 times dirtier, so I'm going to say 1,400.
Yeah.
That's right on the money. I was hoping you'd say 500, and then I could wow you with my big number. It failed. It all failed.
Sorry that I finally got math right. Yeah. I did 2 times 7.
Man, yes, it's 1,479.
Dang.
That's disgusting. You know what I did the other day? I picked up Ruby and I put my phone in my mouth because I didn't have any other places to put it.
I've done that too.
The heavily affected areas on the phone include the back of the hand, the lock button, and the home button. Mm. That was in your mouth.
What? Yeah. I slide my phone in my back pocket. That doesn't wipe some of it off?
No, they're in.
No, your back pocket is filthy. Do you know how many germs per square inch are on your back pocket?
Apparently as many as my phone.
7,000.
Yeah, according to the new study, Lauren's back pocket.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't keep my phone back there. What if you sit on it? And it's too close to the butt.
I mean, even if I sat on it, my pocket is like a little higher.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes I put it in my back pocket, but usually I put it in my front pocket, but then it annoys me that it's in my front pocket.
So yeah. So go get one of the Ren likes. It's on the website, kiss951.com. Clearly you need it.
Yeah.
All right. Up next, if you buy her a gift, guys, and she rejects it, this is how you can help give her a gift and how you can handle it if she rejects it. In other words, if you give her something, let's say you're dating for a month and you give her something that's a little too much, she might reject it, right?
Oh, really? I was thinking like a Aaron situation where you bought her something and then you wore it and you tried to give it to her.
That's craziness that he did that, by the way. He's wearing her gift and he's going to put it in a box and give it to her. What goes on around here?
I don't know.
Anyway, this is an article that'll help you guys decide whether or not you're in the right relationship, the right length of relationship to give the right gift. I think this is really good. We'll get into it coming up in under 10 minutes.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
I think this is a really, really good little bit of advice on how to handle your relationships this time of year. You know, the holidays are here, and Christmas is just a couple weeks away now. But what about new relationships? Like, how do you handle that when it comes to giving Christmas gifts?
Oh, I say go all out.
Lorraine.
Diamonds and pearls.
but you say that, but you know it's not true.
No,
I know you would be creeped out if a guy bought you a super expensive gift if you'd only been dating for a month.
I mean, how many carats is it?
Lorraine.
I am kidding.
Yeah. Why are you winking at me? All right. Hey, you guys, prove to Loren that it is awky to get a gift that's like a little much because you haven't dated that long. Like if you were in that position and you got a gift from someone and you said, I can't take this.
Mm-hmm.
I can't accept this. Can you please call and tell Loren that that does happen? 704-570-9595. Okay. Maybe you accepted it, but you knew in the back of your mind it was a little much. 704-570-9595. Call us. You can also text that number. We need to have a conversation with you guys. I feel like we've been left out with you guys the last 2 days because of the weather.
Yeah.
All right. What's the appropriate gift after dating for 1 month? This is according to a website called Everyday Life. The keys are don't overspend. Keep it simple. Don't make it look like you're trying to buy her love.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point, right?
I mean, everyone's got a price.
Shy away.
Totally kidding. I swear.
Shy away from jewelry and expensive electronics. Give your significant other an expensive present, or don't give your mate an expensive present that can scare her off. Keep it simple. Flowers is perfect. Who doesn't love a bouquet of flowers, especially around the holidays? Get some poinsettias. Choose something thoughtful. Maybe in a conversation in the month of dating, you picked up on something that she's into.
That would be awesome. That would be extremely thoughtful, and I would be impressed.
Like, you know what I need is, like, I could use a good spa day. Well, buy her a spa gift certificate. What spas do you promote, Loren, on the radio?
Oh, Sona.
Sona. Yeah. Good. There you go. Sona Med Spa. Get a gift certificate there.
I don't have my plug bell.
Oh, I do.
How did it work its way over to you?
I don't know. I magically came over here.
Our elf on the shelf did it. And then last, that I think is pretty cool, these are gifts that are appropriate for giving each other over the holidays if you've been dating for 1 month. The gift of adventure.
Oh, I actually prefer like activities or experiences over gifts.
Yeah.
I would rather go do something.
Yeah, you know, Sterling and I was just talking about this last night because we're going to Paris for New Year's, and our anniversary is on Valentine's Day. So he said, why don't we just make that our anniversary present? And I'm like, okay, sure, that's fine. But I would prefer it if, like, on Valentine's Day you say, hey, we're going to blank. Like, that's how I'd be okay with it. Now it just seems like we're just doing, you know.
Like, would, like, a show, like, be something that you want to go to, like a local show or like the museum or something?
Right, like instead of, like I wish not, like if he came for Christmas, is like, hey, guess what? For New Year's, we're going to Paris. That's your present.
Right.
That's what I want.
Yeah.
That would be so cool.
All right, we're talking to you guys about the gifts that were a little much because you didn't date very long. What were they? Explain to Loren that this is a thing.
Let's bring in Anonymous from Concord. Welcome to the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Hi. So the gift I got wasn't high in, like, money value, but it was a sentimental, and it was awkward. He gave me his, like, childhood teddy bear that he had since he was born, and it was, like, all beat up, and this little teddy bear, and I'm just like, okay. He's like, it's a sign of trust, and I'm just thinking, like, what the F? Like,
oh, that's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a little much.
I don't know. 3 months of dating.
His childhood teddy bear?
That's his little childhood teddy bear.
It was 1 month of dating. Oh. It was Valentine's Day. And
1 month.
For like 5 weeks.
Okay, gotcha. Our screen, Nicole must have misunderstood you. I had 3 months down here.
I don't think I would take anybody's childhood teddy bear.
Yeah, I didn't want to take it. I was like, can I just leave it here? And he was like, no, take it home and put it in a safe place. And I'm just like,
what?
I don't know.
That's crazy.
Literally, I kept it for like 3 months. And then I brought it back and was like, let's just put it on your show. And I was back at his house and I'm just, every time I see it, I'm just like, oh my God.
Are y'all still together?
Yeah, we've been dating now for a year.
Oh.
Okay.
The bear worked.
Well, how come?
Well,
how come?
So awkward.
That was a pretty big red flag.
She was like, this train wreck's got to be going somewhere, and I got to see it when it happens.
I think that's kind of sweet.
Okay. I don't want Sterling's home teddy bear now, and I've been with him for years.
Yeah, I mean, if he were to give it to me, it'd be a little less creepy now. Mm-hmm. But, like, then it was really uncomfortable, and I was just like, what?
Where did you keep it at your place? He said keep it somewhere safe when you took it for a few days.
I was in the closet, and I never looked at it.
Yeah, she's, like, under four blankets, hiding.
That's not something that you give a girlfriend. That's something anonymous. You pass on to your kids.
Right. Oh, that's strange.
Oh, my gosh.
And they're still together. Stranger.
Jessica and Vale has something funny that her husband bought for her. It's a mode of transportation after they met one day.
One day.
We'll get into that coming up in 3 minutes. Hold on.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Meet and greet passes for Kissmas Concert 2018 to see Why Don't We? Sabrina Carpenter, Bryce Vine, and just added to the mix, Ava Max. We'll have those for you tomorrow morning at 8:10 here on the MRL show, but there's two ways you can win tonight.
Yeah, listen with the ticks at 6 or Hot 7 at 7. Those are going to be there for you. And again, tomorrow we'll have that for you. Today we did Underwater Caroling. I wonder what fun game we have for you tomorrow.
We'll find out tomorrow morning, 8:10.
So let's bring in Jessica from Vail. Jessica, you are on the Mandy Roy on the Red Morning Show where you're talking about like those big gifts that someone buys you for Christmas and you haven't been dating long enough or something like that. Tell us what you received.
Well, I had been talking to this guy and he had messaged me over the internet. And, you know, he was talking to me and asked me about my hobbies and everything like that. And he asked me or stuff that I would like to do. And I was like, well, I would like to, you know, learn how to ride a bike. Sure enough, the next day he pulls up in my driveway with this like decked out 50s style bicycle and everything like that. And here we are, 3 years married and everything.
Aww.
So, glad I took the bike.
So you didn't feel funny taking that?
Oh, I told him, I was like, I cannot do that. I was like, I've only known you a day. And he was like, no, I insist. You know, there's like no strings attached. It's just something that if you want to learn to ride a bicycle, then you're going to learn.
Did he teach you how to ride the bike that day?
That's actually a really sweet date. That is a really sweet date. It's not like he bought her a motorcycle that's like thousands of dollars.
I know.
That's all his.
I feel like this is like Vince Vaughn and Jennifer Aniston. You know, like a movie thing.
Yeah. It does seem like very Lifetime movie storyline.
Yeah. Sweet.
Did you fall in front of him?
Well, no. Not really, but it almost happened.
Did he hold your hips while you were riding the bicycle?
No. He was a real gentleman about it.
Really?
How long into that you got that the day after? When did he take the training wheels off?
there was none on it to begin with, but I needed them.
Thanks, Jess. I appreciate it. I'm glad you're together with him now.
Thank you.
Hey, when I took Amanda back to Jersey before we had kids, we were still in the dating period. We ride bikes everywhere at the Jersey Shore. So we went to my friend's beach house, and he's like, hey, let's get on the bikes, and we'll go up and get a cocktail at the beach bar. And Amanda's like, I'm not a very good bike rider. And I was like, okay, because I'd never been around anybody who told me that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was like, you'll be fine. We have bike lanes here, and we're riding. And I'm like, oh, my God, she's legit not good at this. She's all squirrely.
Yeah.
I'm doing wheelies because I grew up on a bike, you know. I have to keep going back for her and hurting her and telling her. I felt really bad.
Well, when we rode bikes, it was, gosh, I think the last time I rode a bicycle, I was a kid.
You did great, though.
It takes a minute, though, to get your bearings.
It's not just like riding a bike.
It's not.
No.
It's not just like riding a bike.
There's a quote from Loren. Learning how to ride a bike is not like riding a bike.
This is Kelsey and Lincolnton. Kelsey, you are on the Manny Roy and Loren Morning Show.
Hello.
So, Kelsey, we're talking about the gifts that you should give for Christmas, you know, when you're dating certain short lengths of time, a month, 2 months, whatever it is. What about you? What gift did you get?
Well, we got together right after Christmas. So this is a Valentine's Day. So not that long, but I got a jewelry set, a necklace, and a ring, and a huge teddy bear that my jaw dropped. I was like, why?
So what happened with the relationship?
We were together for about 4 years. We're not together anymore, but...
Did you find that too much, though? Because that's what we're trying to explain to Loren, that there is a such thing as too much when it comes to the gifts.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know why he spent that much, but I mean, I guess it's the thought that counts. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what? I think my first Valentine's Day was a bit much, too.
What'd you do?
We were only dating for like 3 months. Yeah, I did like a watch. And it was like a $150 watch.
Yeah, it's pretty expensive.
After how long of dating? 2 months?
Three.
Yeah. That's okay.
Thanks, Kels.
I think you're the one who pointed me in the direction of the watch. Now think about it.
Yeah, don't ask me for gift advice, Roy. Yeah,
come to me, Roy. There's somewhere in between.
Yeah. This is Jenna in Charlotte. Jenna, welcome to the Manny Roy and the Ren Morning Show.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning, Jenna.
So 3 months into dating, it was my birthday, and my boyfriend at the time decided to take me on a cruise, and I accepted that fully. I thought it was a great idea, and now we're married. So I do think that big gifts early on are a nice gesture, and if they want to spend that on you, then go ahead and take it. And it also showed me that we spoke the same love language, because I'm not really a big gift person. I'm more into spending time together and traveling places. So I think that kind of showed me early on that we were on the same page.
Oh, that's a good point. Same love language.
I kind of wonder what my love language is.
There's a book. You have to read it. I have an extra copy. I'll give it to you.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I could tell you all about it.
I think I'm an acts of service guy. We've been down this road with me and Amanda. Remember we talked about how...
Have you read Love Language?
No. We went to therapy, and she told us what we were.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
A therapist worked out.
She read the book and told us. I paid her to tell us.
The Cliff Notes.
Hey, Jenna, were you nervous at all that you were going to be stuck on the cruise with this guy, or were you already at the three-month dating point knowing that things were good? I mean, because that would be a fear, right? You're on a boat in the same room.
Totally. My parents were more nervous than I was. I'm kind of like, you know, I've had a good run. If he's really a serial killer, it's been good.
I had a good run. Yeah.
Man overboard.
All right. Thanks, Jenna.
But see you later. Have a great day.
You too.
Thanks for listening. I had a great run.
Yeah.
How often do we say that off the air? That's my life mantra.
Yeah, we had a great run.
I tell Amanda that all the time. I tell Roy that about the show.
Yeah.
Like, when we get our ratings meetings, y'all, the big boss says, come meet me for ratings.
Yeah. And we're so dramatic. We're like, oh, we're going down. This show's canceled. We're done.
And then as we're walking down the hallway, I'll look at Roy and Loren go, we had a great run. Raised a lot of money for the kids' hospital. Did a lot of great things.
Yeah.
Hey, real quick, just some other items if you're newly dating. Like a backpack. Like a nice backpack, Loren, if you're in a new relationship for the holidays.
They have solar backpacks, too, which are really cool.
Make your own hot sauce kit. That's on here.
Pass.
pass. Candles. Burrito scented candles. Smartphone case.
You don't give a candle. I don't like that idea at all.
That's a little personal to me. And same with the phone case.
Candles? Candles to me are more like we're friends. We're buddies.
Yeah, yeah.
But I won't know your scent if we're only dating like a month or two. You know what I mean?
You wouldn't get her the scent. You would just get, like, my girlfriends and I get each other's candles.
Yeah. A sports hat for their favorite sports team. Whoa, this magic slime that cleans keyboards, Loren. You should see this for what Loren likes.
Yeah.
Well, that's actually pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
I kind of want that.
I would marry the person who gave that to me.
If these three were elves, nothing would get made. Manny, Roy, and Loren.
Ah, Roy, look out.
Whoa. I give up.
It's 95.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.